Oh, well, if it isn't the Bumper Podcast, hey, it's me, Natty Bumper Car, and it is a good day. You know why? Because I'm here and I'm talking to you. And that's all I want to do, really. If I could, if I had my druthers, if the money truck pulled up here to headquarters and said, hey, Bumps, guess what? You can do anything you want. You know what I would be doing? Boom, this, talking to you. Probably other stuff, too. I'm not going to lie. I have to eat. All right? Leave me alone for just a few minutes. I've got tea upstairs. It's waiting for me. No. How are you? I've missed you since last week. Last week we had a special guest. That was Emerson. He did a great job. Afterwards, I was just like, that was the best. Because you actually, there was give and take. Like, you talked to me. You did little funny bits. His little whisper bit. I loved it. Loved it so much. So what that tells me is I am grooming the next generation of podcasters. I apologize for that. That is going to be on me. It's my fault. Speaking of him, here's a crazy thing that happened. In the boy's room, there's a rug. It's a white rug. It's got circles on it. They're kind of a really low, not tone, but color. Not pastel quite, but it's almost like they put colors, like, they're circles. Like, it's, like, blue and yellow, red and purple, whatever. And then they like, put the transparency on. So they're there, but they're kind of not there. It's just a nice, simple rug. And evidently, someone, my wife, she said, someone was outside and tracked in what I can only assume is dog poop. And there were two people in the room when she had that conversation, and she was looking directly at one of them, and that one was me. So she's under the assumption that I went out into the yard and put, I think it's like six little spots of dog poo on the kid's rug, which I didn't mean to do, and I was like, fine, I'll clean it. I just hadn't had a chance. Emerson discovered the soiled rug on, like 7 days ago, 8 days ago. And he's been freaking out ever since. Every single night. Get me away from this rug! This rug's got dog poop! I can't be on this rug! I don't want to be near this rug! Why is this in my room? This is horrible! This is disgusting! And he would, like, he would walk around. Like, he would have to shimmy against the wall to go around. And then in the morning, he would scream, somebody has to come get me out of this bed because I can't walk across the rug! And it was just horrible, right? Every single night and every single day. It was the saga of the rug. So, finally, two nights ago, I think I was putting him to bed. No, two nights, I don't know who it was, I can't remember. But I got infuriated, I got mad, and I said, fine! And I balled up the rug, which is tough to do, because it's like an 8x10 rug, but I balled it up, and I took it out of the room, and he was just like, what? What? What are you doing? And he starts like, in that way that kids get when they're like, they can't even process what is happening. And I threw the rug into in the spare bedroom. And he was just like, what'd you do with my rug? Rug! And then he screams, Ruggy! He's given the rug a name. The rug is named Ruggy. Which I've never heard this rug have a name before. And I was just like, Ruggy? And he's just like, why did you take Ruggy away? And I was just like, you're the reason I took Ruggy away. Why? I would never. And I was just like, you've complained about the rug for 6 days straight. You have complained about the rug being in your room. You have screamed at the rug because it is dirty. You have been anguishing over this rug being in your room, and so I have now removed the rug from the equation. I have taken the rug out of your room. What are you gonna do with it? When is it gonna come back? I miss Ruggy! And I was just like, buddy, I am going to vacuum the rug, and then I am going to use the the rug shampooer, whatever we have. It's one of these things You put water in, you put shampoo in, you shampoo the rug. That's what we have. Why? Because we have a dog. And what does the dog do? He makes horrible messes. So what do we have to do? Shampoo the rugs. Plus, they need them anyway because the house smells terrible. Let's be honest. If you've ever been here, I'm sorry. The house smells bad. It's not that I don't clean all the time every day. It's just that the dog smells really bad. And two little boys smell. There's a lot of smells happening in his house. So, he was just like, "You're gonna clean it tonight?" And I was just like, "No! I'm gonna clean it on Saturday! Saturday! That'll take for a long time! That's forever from now!" And I was just like, "That's in 2 days! 2 days!" And he was like, "Well, what am I supposed to do if I fall out of my bed and I don't have Ruggy to roll around on?" And I was just like, I think you're making problems up at this point. I think that you're inventing problems at this point." And he was just like still, he was freaking out. This was a solid 15-minute freak out. To the point where I said, "Okay, I will bring the rug back into your room. I will put the rug back down so that Ruggy is here." And he was like, "Okay." And I was like, "However, this is my big however. However, if you complain about Ruggy, if I hear you say one thing about Ruggy being dirty, Ruggy is going to go to the curb." And he's like, "To the trash!" And I was just like, "To the trash." My wife is looking at me like, "What are you doing?" And I was just like, "No, he has two options. He can either, I can put it in the basement and clean it this weekend, which is in 2 days, or if I bring it back and he loses his mind again, it's gone because I just can't." I reached the point as a parent where I just couldn't deal with it anymore. It was too much. He didn't get it. All he heard was the rug is in the trash. The rug is gone. The rug is in the garbage. The rug is done. And I was just like, "No." So I ran downstairs, got a piece of paper, got a pen, drew like almost like a comic strip. I was just like, "Here's step one. Ruggy's in your room. You're happy. Here's step two. Ruggy gets dirty. You're freaking out. Here's step three. Daddy takes the rug away. Now, you have two options." And I drew arrows from the options. Option one. And then I just laid everything out again. Rug in the basement. Rug gets clean this weekend. Happy rug. Happy rug, happy life. Or whatever it is. And option two. And I made sure I had him sign off on option one. As in, "Do you understand what option one is? Sign here. Yes. Okay, perfect. We can now move on to option two." Option two. If Daddy brings the rug back into your room, the rug which is still dirty, I will still clean it this weekend. However, if you complain about said rug, in quotes, Ruggy, then Ruggy is gonna go away forever. It was bad parenting on my part, I think. Because again, all he focused on was Ruggy's going away. Ruggy's gone. Ruggy's out of his life. I have effectively taken Ruggy away from him. And he was just like, "You're taking Ruggy away from me because you hate me." And I was just like, I love you more than anything. And then he goes, "More than Ollie?" And I was just like, "I can't play that game right now. You're my favorite Emerson in the whole entire world, on the whole planet. I love you more than any Emerson ever." That's how I have to get around that. Because if I say, "I love you more than anything," then he just immediately, he has to take that as an affront against his brother. "I love you more than anything." "More than him?" "No! Like, come on! I love you guys equally." "Well, then you don't love me more than anything." "Ah! Well, then I love you more than any Emerson. How about that?" At which point, Ollie goes, but what about me? And I'm like, well, I love you more than any Oliver ever. And ever. In the whole world. In the whole planet. More than any Oliver. So. Basically, I got him calmed down. Ruggie was still in the other room. And he woke up in the morning like nothing had ever happened. Nothing. Ruggie's in the basement right now, awaiting his cleaning, which will happen now, tomorrow morning. And then he'll go back in the room. He'll be bright, fresh, ready for a new day. A brand new Ruggie for a brand new year. And my wife was like, why did this happen? And I was just like, I don't know. And then we looked back on the events of the evening. And for our YouTube channel, which is still happening, all we do is film stuff for it. I have to think, I'm still learning how to edit. We had done the Hershey Challenge. What is that? That's where you eat as much chocolate as you can in 2 minutes. So maybe that's what happened, huh?